All right, let's begin reading Psalm 119, 33 through 40. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. Establish thy word unto thy servant, who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. As we look at this, I'd like us to just draw attention to the times that the word of God is mentioned. You're going to see about seven different words used. Look at verse 33. You see the word statutes. Verse 34, law. Verse 35, commandments. Verse 36, testimonies. Verse 37, way. Verse 38, word. Verse 39, judgments. And verse 40, precepts. Notice all of these different words. Was that eight? Thank you, Tommy. Thank you for helping me out there. Eight different words used in these eight verses, all speaking of God and His Word. Now, as we think about this, why is it that we make such a big deal about the Word of God? Why is it that you think that the psalmist here spent so much time writing about the Word of God? Why is it? Opportunity for you to speak up, respond. Speak up. It's how we know God. Absolutely. It's how we know God. Anyone else want to add to that? It's a living word, yeah. It's how we know God, and it's alive. It's living. In other words, it applies to right now. And I'd like to encourage folks that when they're reading the scriptures, it's exactly what God wants you to hear. Right there, right now. That's how alive it is. Anybody else? Why do we make such a big deal about the Word of God?
We know our own weaknesses.
We know our own weaknesses.
Without it.
The Word of God reveals God's standard, and we see where we fall short. And we realize that we need Him. As you consider that, we consider what the psalmist is saying here, and we're going to notice commitment here in the first couple of verses. The psalmist is committing himself to loving and keeping the Word of God. Look at verse 33. It says, "Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end." Notice the commitment there. Each of these eight verses has an imperative. In other words, this is something like a command, an intense desire. Do this, O God. Do this, O God. And he is saying, teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Well, what's the end? What's the end? Life. It has to be life. Because really there is no end to our demand that we be obedient to Jesus Christ. You know, there doesn't come a point in our life where we reach this point of, I've done it. I've obeyed God. I've kept His commands. Now I'm done. Woo! That, we never get to that point. The end is the end of life. And the psalmist here, he's saying, teach me, O Lord, teach me the way of thy statutes. And notice it's the way. It's just not the statutes. He wants to know the way of his statutes. Well, what does that mean? It's the how do I take your statutes and use them and live them in life. You know, that's the real question of many students. All of us, as we are students of the Word of God. How do we take the Scriptures and we live it? Teach me, O God, how to take this truth and make it a part of my life. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Commitment. Verse 34, give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Commitment. He is saying, teach me, O Lord, and now give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. When we say something such as this, I will do this or I will do that, there is a matter of commitment in these words. I dare say if you were to go to a friend or your spouse and you will say, I will do this or I will observe and keep this standard, there's a matter of commitment that they're going to hold you to that. And what I am encouraged about by the psalmist here is he's not afraid to take the step with God and say, I'm committing to you, God. He's not afraid to do that. He's not afraid to say, I know you have everything I need for life, and I am going to commit myself to keeping that unto the end. And he's not afraid to take that step. You know, many Christians are afraid to take that step. They trust in Christ, they believe in Him for salvation, but yet they are nervous or they're afraid to take the step into committing their entire life to living and serving Jesus Christ. It's the fear of being different or the fear of what might God ask me to do or where might He ask me to go or what might He ask me to say or who might He ask me to talk to. And this all goes into this idea of God desires us to learn from this psalmist and have the attitude of commitment. Can you say with the psalmist, I shall keep your statutes until the end? Do you have that resolve in your heart and your spirit? Can you say, I shall observe your law with my whole heart? Can you say that tonight? Verse 35, make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Last time we were together, we talked about delighting in the Scriptures. And back in verse 24 of this same psalm, we read, thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. We see in verse 35 that God's commandments, they are a pathway. And the psalmist is saying, oh God, make me, place me on this pathway of your commandments, because I know that's where I will delight. You know, you could picture this as a pathway. I mean, this term is very specific in the Hebrew for a footpath. This is the same word that's used in that popular verse, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And God's commandments are a pathway upon which He desires us to walk, and upon which the psalmist is crying out, "O God, make me to walk in your pathway of your commandments." In other words, may my feet tread carefully on the path that you have built, your designed trail for life. Because I know that if I walk on your path and your trail, I will delight. That is where we delight, when we are found in a place that is in agreement with the standards of God. I mean, you know very well what it's like to get off the trail. If you've been hiking or anything, the trails usually are well-groomed, and you're walking down the trail. If for any reason you get off the trail, it's no longer easy going. It's more difficult and more challenging. And so it is with God. He's got a trail laid out, a pathway of His commandments. It's the Word of God. And He asks us to walk therein. "Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." In verse 36, "Incline my heart unto Thy testimonies and not to covetousness." We now turn our attention from commitment to keeping God's law, and now to how we live as we are walking in that commitment. How we are to be in agreement with God and the things that He will teach us along the way. "Incline my heart unto Thy testimonies and not to covetousness." In other words, the psalmist is resolved, "I am committed. And now, God, you just need to help me." And this word "incline" is literally the idea to extend or to stretch out. You know, the kids will know that, I lost his name. Go-Go Gadget. What's his name? Inspector Gadget. But didn't he have the arms and things that stretched out? Right? Okay. Younger kids may not remember that. It's the older one, I guess. But this idea of incline is to extend or stretch out. And what you're seeing here is the psalmist desires to be extended towards God's Word. In other words, stretch me out. I want to reach your Word, God, not covetousness. Well, what's covetousness? That's unjust gain or profit. It's self-centeredness. It's a distraction. It's things that do not rightfully belong to you. And obviously, this is a struggle for us as we walk in this world, because there are many things along the way that we see and that we desire. But the psalmist is crying out, and we also should agree as we walk in with a committed heart, "Oh God, stretch me out and extend me towards your testimonies, not towards a covetous, desiring, greedy heart." Because let's face it, that covetousness distracts us. It gets our eyes off the path of God's commandments. It does not go in harmony with the commitment and keeping God's law. Verse 37, "Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in the way." As you're going through this psalm, I trust you're picturing a man on a path. And I'm committed to walking on this path. Extend me towards your testimonies as I walk down this path. Keep my feet straight on your trail, God. And as you do, turn my eyes from looking at emptiness and things that are of no value. Quicken me in the way. That word "quicken" is give me new life, revive me. And in other words, I almost picture the psalmist as he walks down the trail, and he thinks about God, and he's crying out, "Oh God, I want to do things your way. Oh, renew the life and the vigor in me." And you can picture his pace picking up as God gives him the energy and the strength to carry on. Verse 38, "Establish thy word unto thy servant who is devoted to thy fear." Establish, confirm it. Make it firm and true. And notice that the psalmist writes, "Establish thy word unto thy servant." He calls himself a servant, which is humility, submission, and he asks God, "God, confirm your word in my heart, your servant. I am your servant. Plant it deep within my life." This idea of being a servant, it always carries the picture of fear and reverence. Don't ever be afraid to consider or call yourself a servant of God. In other words, that might be a good practice, is to remind yourself, "I'm a servant of God." And allow the truth of the humility that goes along with that title and the submission to penetrate your heart, so that you, as you're walking down the path of God's commandments, you realize that it's His path, it's His design, and He's your master. And you walk according to His ways. In verse 39, "Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good." Let's face it, we will face scorn, we will face rejection on this earth. And yes, we fear that at times. But we must remember this truth: God's judgments are good. They are beautiful. They are right. When we truly believe in God, we will find His judgments to be good in the light of the scorn and misery found in the judgments of those who live apart from God. You know, for some reason, we're so tempted to go in the ways of the world, but their judgments, their decisions, the ways of life wreak misery. But when we walk in obedience to God and His Word, we will find blessing. That's a principle of the Scriptures. It doesn't say that we will find good health. It doesn't say that we will have you rich. But we will find the blessing of God. And knowing that you are walking in obedience to God is an incredible assurance to any person as they walk through a dark time. I am doing what God wants me to do. And I can't tell you how much in my own personal life, as I've walked through difficult days, I look back and I said, "Did I do what God wanted me to do?" And He says, "Yes." And there's an incredible assurance there of knowing I've done what I knew I needed to do in the light of God. And that's a great, great blessing. In verse 40, "Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness." And we see the psalmist, he's committed himself to observing and keeping God's commandments. And then he's asked God to help him as he's walking on these commandments. He's longing after these precepts. He's got a great desire and a hunger for them. And he again says, "Quicken me in thy righteousness." In other words, "Oh God, give me a boost. Revive me. Give me the life that comes from being obedient to you and your ways." Spurgeon writes, "The petition in this final verse is for liveliness in the knowledge and practice of holiness, according to the tenor of God's word and by its operation on the heart. Oh God, make me alive in thy moral goodness and rightness." And I trust that will be your prayer tonight. So church, individual, are you able to say tonight, "I'm committed to God's ways with my whole heart unto the end"? Are you able to say, "Until the day I die and go to be with the Lord Jesus, I am committing to walk on the path of God's commandments"? I trust you will allow that question to penetrate your heart tonight. That we will be committed people who walk in obedience to God's ways. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your truth. And I thank you again for your precious word and how you have taught us again tonight about how special it is to have your word in our hands. And God, minister in our hearts, and may we be a committed people walking in your pathway. In Jesus' name, amen.